Welcome to Revive Families Connecting Hearts with researcher, author, speaker, and coach Jeff Schott. Jeff is devoted to keeping the hearts of parents and kids connected. He developed Influential Parenting, a comprehensive program designed to help parents target the root of behavior issues rather than whacking away at the surface. Jeff also wrote the book Going, Going, Gone, which helps parents understand the reasons kids depart the faith. It gives parents the information they need to open conversations with their kids to prevent this outcome. Learn more about Revive Family, its resources, and coaching for families at revivefamily.com.
Welcome back to Revive Family's Connecting Hearts. I'm Jeff Schott, the founder of Revive Family, and we're going to begin this year by seeking to help encourage moms. In today's busy, hectic world where moms are working more and the pace of all those child activities has increased, moms find themselves facing more pressure than ever. Which is why if you're a dad that regularly listens to the radio program or podcast, I'd encourage you to stay tuned in. Because in so many ways, a happy mom leads to a happy home. And I know for me, just doing the preparation for the radio program really opened my eyes to some things that I think will really be helpful to you, your wives, and your families. Moms in our society are amazing. They're strong. They're caring. And the research points to how essential they are for our families and for our kids. They protect, they care, they nurture, they work crazy long hours, which is why I'm going to call this series Mama Bear, What Makes Moms Amazing? Or more simply, Amazing Moms. And in this series, Mama Bear or Amazing Moms, we're going to be looking at several different topics. The first one, we're going to be looking at the risk of amazing moms being able to do it all. In the second program, we're going to be looking at the stress and isolation that many moms experience and what the research says that can help lighten the load that many moms are carrying. And finally, we'll look at what these amazing moms can do to raise happy, caring kids without losing themselves. One thing was really clear to me as I looked at all the research related to moms is that they're under an amazing amount of pressure. Between the time they spend working, serving their kids and their families, the amount of time that moms spend engaged or working on something is absolutely staggering. In the article, This Is Why You're Tired, Motherhood is the Equivalent to Working 2.5 Jobs, the study says, Heather Marcot said this, a study released by Welch's looked at 2,000 American moms of kids between the ages of 5 and 12 and found the average hours mom worked per week is 98 hours. According to this study, the average mom gets going around 6:23 in the morning and the work doesn't stop until 8:31 p.m., which for many moms sounds like a really good day. I know watching my own wife, Dee Dee, she gets going about 6:45 a.m. and oftentimes, unfortunately, I see her picking up more to do after dinner and continuing to work into the 9 o'clock hour. And I know we may have some potential moms sitting in the cars of parents being driven around listening to this, and they're going, whoa, I'm not sure I want to be a mom. This 14-hour workday seems really daunting. But the study also showed that for a lot of mothers, parenthood is worth the extra time spent. It gives them a sense of purpose and fulfillment. But oftentimes, that's not enough. Contributing to the long days is the increase in both the average number of hours worked and the time spent caring for kids per week. The average time in the workforce has increased per week from 9 to 25 hours and from 10 to 14 hours of caring for kids. Then if you add all the shopping, the activities, the cooking, and all of these other things, moms can find themselves at this 98-hour work week really quickly, which is the equivalent of nearly 2.5 full-time jobs, which is why so many moms report being tired, stressed out, and possibly literally exhausted. I reviewed a ton of different articles and research preparing for this radio program, and there were two things that really stuck out to me that are driving this increase in the number of hours both in the workforce and in direct childcare activities. According to the articles and research I reviewed, societal pressure and the fact that moms tend to be pretty hard on each other are motivating moms to feel like they need to be super mom. In fact, the research showed that moms can be pretty harsh with each other, pretty judgmental in how they view moms that do things differently than them, potentially leading to kind of that arms race of motherhood where we seek to be more engaged, more involved, do a better job because moms don't want to be seen in a negative light. And potentially the most damaging form of stress is that stress we put on ourselves to do more, to be better, to be perfect, because maybe we're not feeling like we're good enough. We're falling short or feeling guilty for not doing more, which is just exhausting for anyone, but especially for a mom who's spending so much time exerting emotional energy, seeking to be that nurturing, caring mom for her kids. In an article by the American Psychological Association, Being Supermom Stressing You Out? The article pointed out that in a 2010 survey, women were more likely to report physical and emotional symptoms of stress than men. A couple of examples. 41% of women reported having a recent headache versus 30% of men. 44% versus 15% had felt recently like they could cry. And 32% reported versus 21% having upset stomachs and indigestion in the past month. The study also found that 31% of women versus 21% of men reported eating as a way of managing stress, which of course can lead to health issues, compound energy issues, and adversely affect our self-image. As I coach moms around the country, as I'm working with families and kids that are struggling, I see moms trapped in this super mom mindset a lot. They devote everything in their life to their kids, feeling that pressure to raise amazing kids and to keep up with and to provide the love and care and input and activities and insights that will lead to successful, happy, caring kids that won't get off track. Because let's face it, that's one of a mama bear's biggest instincts, is to protect her kids from harm. And all of this can lead to an incredible amount of stress, guilt for not doing more, and an endless treadmill that can lead to both isolation and a sense of loneliness. Which is why, as I read all of this and looked at the work week of the average mom, that I became concerned about moms burning out. And so I looked at research related to being a mother and burnout, and sure enough, there's a fairly significant occurrence of moms burning out, but they may not even realize that's what they're encountering. Burnout can take the form of exhaustion and cynicism, and it's often attributed to our home life, and it often shows up first in our home life because we devote a lot of our energy to fixing problems and dealing with issues at work, and then we come home and we've used up a lot of that energy, and all of a sudden we're finding ourselves out of gas at home. Why I was so concerned about burnout when I started reading all this information about moms and the research was because I had encountered burnout myself back in the early days of forming the ministry when it was called Youth Transition Network, and we built a coalition of 65 national ministries to deal with the loss of youth from the church. I found myself working in between all these organizations to bring people together to deal with hiccups and issues, and I was traveling quite a bit. And then being a pretty engaged, caring dad, I'd come home and put all my energy into my wife and kids, and I had nothing left for myself. And I'd talked to one of the ministry leaders who had actually encountered a full burnout where he actually broke down in the middle of a meeting, had to be ushered out, traveled home by someone else, and spent a year basically in a lazy boy, having only the energy to go to his mailbox and back every day. It took him over a year to truly recover from burnout, which is the reason I'm asking moms that are listening to take the potential of burnout really seriously. Burnout is defined as a physical and mental collapse caused by overwork or stress. And burnout stems from a stressful lifestyle that can put people under extreme pressure to the point that they feel exhausted, empty, and unable to cope emotionally. Sometimes called the dark side of self-sacrifice, burnout is common in those who serve others, which, moms, That's what you're doing so much of the time. In an article put out by the Frontiers in Psychology titled, Feeling the Pressure to Be a Perfect Mom Relates to Parental Burnout and Career Ambitions. In the study that this article chronicles, the results showed this. Feeling pressure to be a perfect mother was positively related to parental burnout, and this was in relation to parental stress. Apparently, the self-inflicted feeling of trying to be the perfect mom leads to cognitive pressure to avoid making mistakes as a mother, as well as to higher maternal gatekeeping behaviors, which can include taking over tasks from even one's partner. Thus, the pressure of feeling like you need to be a perfect mom actually resulted in taking on more responsibilities, more activities, which the study found can lead to conflict between spouses, which in turn, of course, leads to more stress. Literally, a vicious cycle, which can leave moms feeling isolated, stressed out, and exhausted, and lead to burnout. According to the article, parental burnout refers to the emotional exhaustion of parents, which leads to emotional distancing from their children and reduced feelings of parental accomplishment or success. It has severe consequences for parents as it increases the desire to escape, even suicidal thoughts. It can lead to sleep problems and addictions. And this burnout is proven to actually increase conflict with partners and their children, which can lead to increasing desires to neglect or even to have violent behaviors towards your kids. And in some instances, it leads to neglect and violent behaviors. It would not be consistent with the nature or personality type of the mom, which is why I wanted to bring burnout into the conversation and have moms really stop and reflect and see how they're doing. Are they starting to feel some of these things? Are they starting to take over more tasks from their partner? Are you feeling alone and isolated? Are you starting to have feelings of exhaustion, emotional exhaustion? Do you feel yourself distancing from your kids? Are you starting to desire to be neglectful? All of these things point not to you being a bad mom, where you should feel more guilty, but to the fact that you might be encountering burnout, which is something you can't ignore because it's not just going to go away on its own. It's something that needs to be looked at, admitted, and tackled directly. When we come back in a couple of minutes, we'll continue to talk about burnout and what the research says moms can do to avoid burnout. And I'll share some of the insights I gathered from when I encountered burnout and what I had to do to begin to change my mindset, my lifestyle, and the things I needed to do to recover from burnout so that I would have the energy to be both the ministry leader and the dad that I truly wanted to be. I'm glad you joined me, Jeff Schott, for Revive Families Connecting Hearts. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Parenting is a commission you receive from God when a child comes into your life. You're the guide, the mentor, the teacher who will lead and set an example. That sounds like one of the greatest assignments you could ever be given. And it is an amazing gift, but it comes with serious challenges, problems, and frustrations. Parenting can be the most difficult job there is because there are kids with ideas that don't sync with yours. There's nonstop advice coming at you from neighbors and family members, and you've tried techniques that are supposed to work but don't. Where do you turn? You turn to revivefamily.com. It's the website created by Jeff Schott, host of Parenting in the 21st Century. ReviveFamily.com has powerful resources that guide you to making better decisions as a parent or someone in the role of a parent, like a grandparent, aunt, uncle, foster parent, guardian, big brother, big sister. You'll find research studies, audio CDs, DVDs, and more, including Jeff's book, Influential Parenting, at ReviveFamily.com.
Welcome back to Revive Families Connecting Hearts. I'm Jeff Schott, the founder of Revive Family, and we've been talking about moms, Mama Bear, the amazing moms that make up our country, that are the glue that holds our families together, who are working often too hard, taking on too many of their kids' responsibilities, taking on too many of their kids' emotions potentially, and as a result, finding themselves tired, exhausted, and possibly moving towards burnout, or maybe you're actually experiencing burnout. And if you are, my heart goes out to you because I've been there and I know what it's like. You feel overwhelmed. You feel emotionally on edge. You feel like you just don't have the energy to keep going. In fact, I remember one plane flight I was on where I was thinking in my head how exhausted I was and how I just didn't want to be on this trip. And out of my mouth blurted out some words that the people around me all turned around and looked at me because it was like, I just can't do this anymore. And I was thinking in my head and all of a sudden was actually coming out of my voice in a plane. And that's when I realized, wow, I really needed to talk to that ministry leader about burnout, what it was and what I needed to do. For me, it meant going to a psychologist I knew locally who was a believer, who had some really great insights for me related to how I was living my life, what I wasn't doing to recharge my batteries, because by nature, I'm actually an introvert, not an extrovert, and yet I was constantly involved in extroverted activities, which was just draining my battery really hard. And then I would come home being a ministry leader focused on kids, and I would put all my energy that was left into my kids, and I wasn't doing anything for myself. This is what the research for moms dealing with burnout or to avoid burnout also shows. In an article by Nicole Christensen entitled, "New Study Stresses the Importance of Moms Taking Breaks," it emphasizes that it's vital for moms to take breaks, and these breaks require actually getting away from the kids for chunks of restful, relaxing time, doing activities that recharge your batteries as a mom. In the article, according to Dr. Woodhouse, who co-authored the study, it found that even with infants, parents need to be with their infant only 50% of the time for the infant to end up feeling secure and loved. This percentage, of course, decreases as kids grow and become toddlers and then move on to being school-age kids. All this societal pressure that moms feel to be super mom can lead to inaccurate expectations of oneself, where we've got to be spending time or investing in special things and activities for our kids all the time. But that's not what the research is showing, even for an infant. So I guess what I'm saying is that moms, you can relax. You don't have to be super mom to end up with kids who feel secure and loved. So I'm saying, please take some of that pressure off of yourself that has you constantly on the go. In fact, according to the same study, many parents believe that in order to be a good parent, you must respond immediately to every one of your infant's needs and promptly. But according to Dr. Woodhouse, apparently, if you do that about half the time, it seems like it's more than enough for your baby still to feel secure. As we get into the other programs in this series, we'll be looking at some of the reasons that actually not spending time with your kids all the time and not responding to them right away is actually helpful and healthy for them. But I want to come back to the simple fact that moms taking breaks is vital, and those are breaks away from the kids that are focused on yourself that lead to relaxation, that recharge your batteries. It's absolutely essential because the research is also finding that a mom's happiness is tied directly to a family's well-being. In an article entitled "Mom's Happiness and Family Well-Being," it says this: what these findings show is that mom's happiness has a particularly big impact on subsequent family life. This is not to undermine dads whose happiness is also important, but it indicates that moms and their happiness rubs off on the family culture, and the kids more so than the dads. So moms, if you feel guilty for getting away, for taking time to yourself, for doing activities away from your kids, the study is absolutely indicating that this is essential. You need to feel energized. You need to feel happy for your family's well-being. And I can speak to this from personal experience with my wife. In the mornings where she gets up and has slept really well and has a lot of energy, and she brings that energy into the morning routine where she's happy, she's joking around, she's having fun, it's wild how different the morning goes than when she's exhausted, tired, and just kind of dragging herself through the morning routine. I've observed from the outside and see that the kids listen to her more, respond more quickly, and are happier and more positive, and there's less conflict, less pushing needed with the kids to have the morning go well. In fact, my sons, Paul and Eric, have even come to me after school and commented, "What was up with Mom this morning? She was so much fun." And I found that when Dee Dee's getting time to herself, when she's getting breaks, when she's got more energy, those mornings are more the rule as opposed to the exception. So ask yourself, how are you doing in the morning? Whether you're a morning person or not, do you have energy? Are you positive? Do you have hope? Or are you feeling exhausted and having a difficult time coping with your kids? That's a great way to kind of self-determine how you're doing, where you're at on this spectrum of being the perfect mom and putting out too much, exhausting yourself and leading potentially to more conflict and more issues with your kids. Because burnout makes us more negative. It makes us more cynical. So we begin to see things around us in a negative light. We begin to view our kids more cynically. And as a result, we'll approach them in ways that will cause them to push back, cause them to react, cause them to get angry at us. And this is why considering the reality of burnout and whether you're on the verge of it or you're in the middle of it is really important. Because when we get there, I've found that moms feel even more guilty for their thoughts, their feelings, and their actions, and they put more pressure and stress on themselves, which just will make the burnout worse. And often when I'm coaching families, I'll find parents on the verge of burnout or in the middle of burnout. And I found that oftentimes parents have become so devoted to their work and their family that they've lost themselves. They can't even remember what makes them happy or recharges their batteries, which is where I found myself when I went to see that psychologist. Moms, I find, are especially guilty of this. They see their kids as a source of fulfillment because they're moms, and they tend to feel better about themselves if they feel like they're being super moms or great moms, but all of this makes it more likely that they'll lose themselves. They'll lose the things that they did before they were married or before they had kids that brought joy and happiness into their lives, that recharged their batteries. And so when I'm working with a mom who has lost those things from her life, I'll ask them a number of questions like, what made you happy before marriage and kids? What lifted your soul? What recharged your batteries? And this will tie to whether we're an introvert or an extrovert. I'm inherently an introvert, which no one believes anymore. What me being an introvert means is that the things that recharge my battery are likely to be done by myself, sitting and listening to music, watching the fish tank, going fishing, and working out are some of the things that recharge my batteries, but I don't do those things in a social context. Whereas an extrovert will find more enjoyment, more recharging when they're doing things in a social context. The question is, what are those things that you once did that brought joy and happiness and recharged your emotional energy levels so that you have those reserves to call on in the context of those long, challenging days of being a mom? And this is where your partner, your dad, comes in alongside you. He needs to understand your need for time, your need for a break, and those things that will recharge you, and he needs to be there to give you that break. They need to be a source of encouragement, encouraging you to take those breaks, to get some time away from the kids so that you can be happy, you can be full, and you can have the energy so that you're not feeling exhausted and you have those emotional energy reserves to have the patience that you want to have with your kids, to be able to talk with them and listen to them more than maybe you're able to do now because you're maxed out. Yes, moms are amazing and they have incredible amounts of energy and they have this caring, compassionate, protective nature for their kids. But if this leads to you spending too much time on your kids, too much focus on your kids, and not caring for yourself at all, it can lead to disaster. Not just for you in the terms of burnout, but for your entire family's culture, happiness, and joy. Now, is there a danger of taking this too far and spending too much time on oneself? Yes, but most moms don't end up there. Next week on Revive Families Connecting Hearts, we're going to continue to talk about amazing moms, or mama bear, and how moms can deal with the sense of stress and isolation, even touch on why moms may be having issues sleeping, which definitely doesn't help if you're on the verge or in the middle of burnout. Thanks for joining me, Jeff Schott, for Revive Families Connecting Hearts. I'll be back next week with more to help our amazing moms. Have a great week.
That's it for this edition of Revive Family Parenting in the 21st Century with Jeff Schott. We'll return soon with another program designed to help you become a wiser, more effective, more influential parent. Jeff's website is revivefamily.com.
Parenting in the 21st Century is produced in association with Faith Radio. Jeff Schott is a pastoral counselor and coach. He is not a licensed healthcare professional. What you've heard is not a substitute for seeking professional medical or psychological support.